Today I'm talking to Janet Jefferson about a moment in Scarborough's history which made a small part of the town the focus of attention all around the world. In June 1993, the garden to one of the town's historic clifftop hotels started to move. Within 24 hours, severe cracks started to appear within the hotel itself. Not surprisingly, with summer rapidly approaching, this four-star hotel was well occupied with tourists, all of which had to be rapidly evacuated at breakfast time without even the luxury of returning to their rooms to grab any of their possessions. Born in York and having moved to Scarborough in 1978, Janet was a witness to the event in more than one sense. She was able to view the live coverage on her own TV, but she also had a direct line of sight to the hotel from her home. Janet is a former mayor and was active at the time in many community organisations. And I'm asking Janet to take us back to that event. Janet, how did you first become aware of the problem which the Holbeck Hall was experiencing? And what were your feelings when you realised the seriousness of what was happening?
I remember it vividly. It was a Friday morning. It was the 4th of June. We have a six-storey building in Eastborough, which we run as a train shop, but overlooks the bay. And we sleep at that time on the sixth floor. I drew the curtains at about between six and seven, and I just shouted at my husband. I said, part of the cliff has gone. It was as if somebody had taken a knife, like cutting a cake, and it was gone. And it was with horror. And we normally went down to the harbour bar for a coffee, and we went about half seven, 8 o'clock. And it was just the talk of everybody. Everybody was just staring at this slice that had been chopped off what was a cascaded down into the sea. And it was frightening. I think everybody obviously were concerned for the stability of that area and also for the consequences of the people that were actually staying in the hotel. Because as I recall, it had vast gardens to it, and there was a marquee already assembled, a table set, because there were going to be a wedding on the Saturday. And it was so frightening. All this had gone down into the sea and unheard of, really. So, yes, it was a disaster for the whole of the town.
When you got to the site, I presume you were able to get fairly close to the site. What was the state of the hotel at that time?
Well, it was creaking and it was groaning and things were moving. In fact, as public, you weren't allowed to go so near. I mean, the owners of the time, the Turner's family, were busy with staff trying to retrieve some of the priceless paintings and everything that were there. And I suppose they were risking their lives. I mean, people couldn't even check out and pay the bills. So you can imagine what it was like on that particular morning. And it was how it would eventually pan out. My husband was a videographer, and he set his video camera up out of one of our windows, and he actually caught it on camera and made a film of it, of the east side of the hotel coming down on the Saturday. It was monumental within the town. I mean, people came from all over the country, all over the world to see this. And I can even remember people wearing T-shirts with pictures of the Holbeck Hotel on. It was quite amazing, quite amazing. The town was busy, the South Cliff, the roads were gridlocked. We had a business at the time. And yes, the place was buzzing with all these visitors coming to see a tragedy, really.
And of course, it wasn't just those people coming to see a spectacle. The world's press and media was arriving in the town to cover the event. What it seems, do you think, or do you recall, that this kind of attention to the town caused?
Well, in some ways, the loss of this four-star historic hotel, which goes back, I think it was built in 1879, was an end of an era. It was the town's one four-star hotel. I can remember going often as a child because, as I say, Scarborough was a second home to us, and my dad was really keen on walking, and we would walk, say, from Cornelian to Holbeck and stop at the hotel and have a glass of orange. My dad would probably have a half a pint of beer or something. And it was on our map to do this. And this was the end of an era for the town. And of course, it was captured all around, as you said, all around the world. People wanted to see it. People like to see a disaster. And, you know, we've had continuing disasters over the years with floods and things like this. But for such a large amount of a cliff to go, taking a hotel with it was history in the making. And people wanted to be part of it, I think. They wanted to see how this disaster had happened and what the future held for that part of the town.
A million tons of soil, as well as the hotel, would eventually be mobilised, with most of it ending up in the North Sea. The press and media after the event, of course, then disappeared, but the town and the council was left to deal with the aftermath. Now, I think you became a councillor a few short years later. Can you tell us how this whole event affected the way that the council worked?
Well, it was a warning. So when things were going to come in for planning and we had development and regulation, within the reports, this would be a caution as to what could probably be built on the cliff. I can remember a big development, the Montrose site in the late 90s. And that took a long time to get to planning because people were cautious of what the weight would be on a building. And as a resultant of that, there were other large hotels within walking distance of the Holbeck had developed cracks as well. So there was a very cautionary period of that. Plus also, it was how would the council deal with rectifying this site, make it a lasting memorial to what was there, and protecting the coastline itself. Because having been around there some months before, the cracks were visible in the area. It was Holbeck. And I don't know whether the pattern of checking things had changed, but I think it made a knee-jerk to everybody. Things needed to be checked thoroughly to make sure that this disaster, if it was going to happen, people would probably be prepared. But I don't know how prepared you can be with coastal defences, because we now, even in the 21st century, things can happen overnight and people don't know.
Do you think it's had any lasting impact on, we're a great retirement centre here in Scarborough? Did that create any issues for people who might have wished to come to Scarborough to retire, or have they just come in any event?
I think if you're building new properties, I think people would be very cautious about it. But the South Cliff, where the Holbeck was situated, is very much a retirement area. Lots and lots of flats. And since then, we've had enormous amounts of blocks of flats built, but probably a little bit further from the sea. I mean, you've only got to take as you go up further round towards Caton Bay, and what was the old Filey Road was moved inland. So that's sort of an example of how things have been affected.
Now, my understanding is that if a property is at risk, this is anywhere else on the clifftops, and it's likely to fall into the sea, in the near foreseeable future, that now those residents, the owners, are requested to demolish the house before that sort of event can come to pass. Is that the way things work?
Well, historical again example of this is a Knife Point development, which was many years ago. It was a sort of a holiday park. I can remember it being a holiday park, and they built these bungalows on what was Knife Point, and there we had an erosion, and that was thought to come from underground water reservoir, and they were getting very, very near to the edge of the cliff, and yes, they teetered right till the end, but they had to be demolished. And it's only recently now that there was a plot of land that was earmarked for these people if they wanted to rebuild the properties, that land would be made available. Nobody took advantage of it, and as far as I know, it's probably going to become available to be sold. But the Knife Point again was an iconic example of how part of a very small estate went into the sea. I don't know whether you were here then. You wouldn't saw that.
I certainly picked it up. My understanding was that people, as they got closer to the edge of the cliff, were being pressed to demolish. Is that how it works?
I don't know whether they can make a demolish. I mean, it's your property, isn't it? So, and there's lots of, as you go along the coastline, there are lots of properties that are in jeopardy. And as I say, the Knife Point, where that is, further round from there, from Caton Bay, there was a row of about 6 cottages. They were always in jeopardy. They're still there. They're getting nearer and nearer to the edge. There's one iconic detached house on Filey Road. It used to be quite a long way off. It is now sort of part of what the road used to be. So it has changed the whole topography of the area. So people, yes, will be cautious, I would imagine, as to where you build, and if you're purchasing, what you would purchase. But we've had coastal erosion. I mean, in 2000, and I think it was 2001, 2002, I was heavily involved because it was part of my ward. Went on the corner near the castle. There we had a massive landslide, and where people would normally, they did have a height to get to the towers, which is a property. They had to walk, go to the castle and walk all the way around to get to their properties. And they had to do abseiling to correct it. And further round on the North Bay, there was another erosion there. But we must have secured it to the best of everyone's ability, because there's a children's play park beneath it now. But I think anybody who is on the edge of a cliff has a concern. And I would imagine, having been a valuer at a local Scarborough estate agent, you would have to be very cautious, because some properties will not be mortgageable because you won't be able to get insurance. But they're few and far between.
Scarborough, throughout its history, has found itself in the thick of news events over the centuries. And this, the Holbeck Hall Hotel collapse, was yet another. The coastline erodes at an average rate of around 2 metres each year. But of course, it doesn't do so consistently across the coastline. And what happens is that dramatic events like this take place, and at large parts of the cliff in isolated, in individual areas, fall into the sea. However, this one was a catastrophic loss, and I'd like to thank you, Janet, for providing me with your recollection of the event today. Thank you.
Pleasure. I probably didn't give you as much as you know.
That is fine. That is fine.
But I think it's a lasting legacy, and as you look over there now, as to what